This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today approved the construction of 6-lane road tunnel for National Highway 148AE in Delhi, connecting Dwarka Expressway with Nelson Mandela Marg Vasant Kunj. Briefing media in the national capital today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the construction of the 117.7-kilometre Kanpur-Kabrai section of National Highway 34 in Uttar Pradesh.
Today the cabinet approved two major decisions both related to highway infrastructure. The first addresses a long pending demand in Delhi for improved connectivity between the National Highway Corridor and Vasant Kunj. Several efforts had been made over the years and today those proposals have finally been approved. The project involves the construction of 6-lane Dwarka Tunnel at an estimated cost of 6,970 crore rupees. The second decision is related to Uttar Pradesh. The cabinet has approved the construction of 4-lane access controlled highway between Kanpur and Kabrai, forming part of the corridor connecting Kanpur with Bhopal. Project has an estimated cost of 7,145 crore rupees. In addition, significant improvements have also been planned for the subsequent sections of the corridor.
Section ka bhi usme bahut sara improvement hai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the High-Level Committee on Demographic Changes to submit its recommendations at the earliest. Mr. Shah gave the direction during a meeting with the committee in New Delhi. The committee informed the Home Minister that they will visit various states and union territories to obtain first-hand information on demographic changes and interact with the various administrations. The panel informed Mr. Shah that a detailed questionnaire has been prepared to seek relevant information from states and union territories in advance, making its field visits more meaningful and interactive. Chairperson of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on One Nation, One Election, P.P. Chaudhary, today stressed the need for holding simultaneous elections to the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said, conducting elections together would strengthen governance, reduce disruptions caused by frequent polls and benefit the economy. The Supreme Court today laid down guidelines on how courts should determine the annual income of deceased victims in motor accident or injured claimants on the basis of income tax returns. In a significant verdict aimed at bringing uniformity to motor accident compensation, a bench of Justices Sanjay Karol and N. Koteshwar Singh held that salaried individuals, only the income tax return of the previous year will be sufficient for showcasing the annual income. In case of self-employed persons, the bench held that the average income disclosed in ITRs for up to the previous 3 years should ordinarily serve as the reference point. The first batch of pilgrims for the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has reached the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu and is all set to begin the annual pilgrimage tomorrow. All necessary arrangements, including enhanced security and accommodation for pilgrims, have been put in place for the 57-day yatra scheduled to take place through the Noonwan, Pahalgam and Balthal routes under tight security. The National Testing Agency, or NTA, has released the admit cards for the Indian Council of Agricultural Research's All India Entrance Examination for admission to PG and the All India Competitive Examination, GRF, SRF 2026, scheduled to be held on the 4th of July. Candidates can download their admit cards using their login credentials and check the examination schedule on the official website. Indian naval ships INS Tarkash and Ikshak concluded their port call at Port Victoria, Seychelles. Defence Ministry today said that the visit of the ships reaffirms the Indian Navy's commitment to strengthening maritime cooperation with friendly maritime nations in the Indian Ocean region in consonance with mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, that is, Mahasagar. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the first T20 international of the five-match series in Chesterleigh Street tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Indian time. Shreyas Iyer-led Indian side will look to bounce back from their shocking 2-0 defeat to Ireland in the last series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.